suggested that we meet under a disused jetty by the river.
Disused yeti?
Hi, welcome to a disused yeti. I'm Risa Romano.
I'm Ken. You're not getting the last name.
Cider. It's Ken Cider.
I expected a witty thing. I'm sorry. I expected a witty thing. I'm Warren J. Cox from Galaxy of Comics.
Who are you talking to? There's no witty.
We're just in a different room.
The store bought a giant collection in our little back room.
Yeah, so there's stuff you can come to the store.
Yes, this is true. You should come to the store and buy things. Yes. Yeah,
I bought things.
We bought so much that, like, there's a lot of new stuff. You should definitely come and take a look. Yeah.
Okay, so now that we've plugged, which we should probably do, to be honest, we never do.
I appreciate that.
There's always that thing behind us.
And we still managed to kind of put it up. And we're supposed to be talking about Doctor Who. So, last podcast, or...
How long ago
was
it?
Last two podcasts, really. We were talking about favorite stories from the new... series of Doctor Who, and now we're going to be doing the classic series of Doctor Who. And since we're going backwards, it seems to make sense to keep going backwards. So I guess we'll start with 7 and work our way back to 1. Alright, well, I'll go ahead and start, because we always go the other way. So my McCoy episode was the Happiness Patrol.
Which one's the Happiness Patrol?
Which is the one where I think they're on Earth, but it's like a dystopian future. And everyone has to be happy. And if you're not happy, you get arrested.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember that.
And it's a little bizarre, but I feel like a lot of the stuff from that time kind of all sort of was in that vein.
Well, bizarre was kind of 7's thing, too.
It felt kind of like film noir. It felt very cyberpunk, but without the technology. Okay. And I know that the Candyman's in it, and that kind of gets a rap for being ridiculous. But it's Doctor Who. It's okay to be a little bit ridiculous. So,
that's true.
I like that one.
That's true. Go.
I wrote it down.
I did too.
I put Remembrance of the Daleks, because that's the one where Ace kills a Dalek with a baseball bat.
No.
Did you pick the same
one? That's mine too. We should have talked about this.
When we did the last one, I asked, do you want to go over the list? And you're like, no, because then you'll steal mine.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you just stole mine.
That were this last time. That's fine.
There's probably going to be a lot of, like,
keep going, thief. Keep going, thief.
That's maybe it. This is the one where Ace kills a Dalek with a baseball bat.
Okay.
And I'm not sure. I think that's the one that also has the butler from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and I got excited when I saw him.
Does it?
Really?
I don't remember.
It might be a different one. I think it's that episode. I could be wrong. I was trying to find it, but, like, they've taken everything off everywhere.
Yeah.
So, like, all
Unless
I have...
Britbox, which I don't have.
Yeah, I considered, like, doing the 7-day trial just for this.
Just for that.
But, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's a fun... I always love Daleks. And,
it's a very good Dalek episode.
Yeah.
You know, do you know why I liked that one?
Why?
I liked that one because it is a very good Daleks episode. One thing I do remember about this is that there are different kinds of Daleks, which I'm not sure we'd seen before that. There's, like, Imperial Daleks, and there's, like... All I remember is that there were other kinds of Daleks. It was like, oh, cool. So there's, like, white ones, and there's other...
Yeah,
you know,
the orange ones.
Yeah.
I like the orange.
Yeah, so... So,
we have tried different colors a few times to varying degrees of success.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So 6?
So 6.
I'm going to get yelled at for my choice.
I might too.
No, you're we got to go in order.
Yeah, we got to go in order. It's the rules.
Oh, jeez. I feel like everyone's, like, really on edge now about being judged by everyone else. It's only a few of us. I went with The Ultimate Foe, which is the last ever serial that he did. It's only
It's because it's his last one.
It finally goes away.
It's mercifully short. But also just because it's kind of interesting. They go into, like, the Matrix or whatever, finally, after the trial, or during the trial, at the end of the trial, and he's fighting both the Veilyard and kind of the Master, but the Master is also sort of working with him.
I remember that.
And everything's not... So they have to figure out ways to get all these tests.
Right.
So it was kind of interesting.
Okay.
I cheated. I'm doing the 5-ish Doctor's reboot. Because he's so goddamn funny, and I love him in that. Okay. That scene where he's, like, making them watch his old episode, he's like, and here you can see me do this, and aren't I great? And it's like, no, you're terrible, but you're great right now.
That is sort of a cheat, but I will, yeah.
It's,
okay.
Like, if they did a show with him doing the doctor like that, I would
a good point.
Watch it every week.
It's a good point. Mine is sort of like his, only different, because it's not a cheater. It's the two doctors.
Okay.
Yeah. That's,
it's him and Troughton,
it's him and Troughton.
Like, he gets mind controlled and sees, like, a bad guy.
Yeah. And I don't hate Troughton. Troughton is one of those doctors that I don't love nor hate. But yeah, it's like.
So is at least that there was some other distraction there? Let's go into
five.
I went with Lab Orchid because it's basically Unicorn and the Wasp, but with five.
Okay.
Friends companions.
Okay.
It's like a 1920s party murder mystery.
Oh,
is Agatha Christie in it?
Agatha Christie's not in it, which is a mark against it, but there's like secret hidden passageways like in the house that they keep going into, and then they like open a door and they're, like a dead body falls out and you're like, oh, now it's a murder mystery sort of thing. And Nyssa has like a doppelganger and they wear the same costume, so like they keep.
I remember that too.
So that's kind of fun.
I
just
loved Nyssa.
I loved
Nyssa. She was great. Wait, what's yours?
Yes. I don't even know the name of it.
I do. Okay, hold on. Let's just say it at the same time. Can we say it?
Yeah.
All right. On three.
Wait, I don't know the name of it. I'm just gonna.
No. I wrote down exactly what you wrote down.
1, 2, 3. Adric dies.
And you know what's really funny? When you Google that, that's exactly what comes up. It's just right there. I was like, yeah, that's right. Earthshock.
Oh, shit. Oh, Andrew, guys.
Oh, that fucking kid. That fucking kid.
But then, like, that's just, like, how the episode ends, too. Like, the episode doesn't even have anything to do with,
he's so annoying in it. Like, in the beginning where he's all like, I want to leave, and then it's that, because I want to...
Yeah, he's such an ass.
Yeah, he's such a little shit. Like, did they want everybody to hate him?
That's the thing. It's like, you don't go into it knowing that it's going to be your favorite episode. But then that happened. It's like, this is my favorite episode. I don't even remember what just happened, and I just watched it, but that's my favorite episode.
Because fuck Adric, he's dead. That little shithead is dead.
Like a poor Scraps. Scraps is just like, I liked Adric. Fuck you all.
You're wrong, Scraps. Adric was bullshit.
He was from another dimension or something, the negative universe. And it was like, maybe like if he were like the exact opposite, maybe the Adric in our universe would actually be fine. You know what I'm saying? That he's from the negative universe, that means he's just an asshole.
Like parallel universe.
Yeah, the mirror universe. The yeah, exactly.
I hope
exactly.
the one in like the regular universe has like a beard and he's a like total badass. And he's cool
is
and
the
likeable.
Actor still alive?
I'm sure.
I wonder if he still acts though. Like so many times, like child actors don't.
That's true.
Continue.
Yeah,
they do it as a
How
kid.
How old was he? He was. I know
he was like
what?
Young.
14, 15?
Yeah, that's, I was, yeah, and it was like, oh,
he was,
God.
He was, like, properly a kid.
Yeah.
And he got all of this hate.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
All right, two words. Wesley Crusher. Come on. And that kid's gone on to do stuff. He's, he's like,
well,
popular.
He did great stuff before. He was in Stand By Me.
Yeah, no, he's actually a good actor. Just
I forgot.
His character was so fucking shitty.
Right. I almost chose something different. Can I interject this?
Yeah.
Caves of Adrazani?
His last one,
I don't know what it is about that one, but that one I remember very, very well.
That's considered by a lot of people to be his best one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'm not alone. That was
it's
my
very
like
dark.
Second. Yeah. Well, I don't even remember that much about it, but I do remember really liking it.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, okay, do I choose
that
one? And then Adric came up.
I was very into that one. He wanted more of his episodes to be like that, and I think that the writers were all so used to writing for Tom Baker that they were having trouble figuring out what to do with this new character.
Okay, and that was where the regeneration for the next one happened, right?
Yeah, case we enter.
Right. So, yeah, I think that's maybe what I remember about it, too. It's like, oh, God, thank God we're going to get rid of, you know.
Actually, and then you ended
five. And then we got, yeah.
Like, five was fine. I haven't seen a lot of his episodes, but, like,
he's he's bland.
Yeah, he's a very bland doctor.
Yeah.
So, four.
What did I choose for four? I can never remember the name of this episode. I don't know why. Ribose Operation. It's his first episode with the original Romana. And part of what I like about it is sort of just like the promise of the premise, because it was the Key to Time season where it actually had an arc to it.
Yeah.
And it was like them getting the first piece of the key.
Did that ever really resolve, though? I remember that being a very... Because wasn't that like a whole season long?
It was a whole season, yeah.
And I remember it being very confusing. Like the whole arc, like...
It was
what
just
exactly
every place that they went, they had to get a different piece.
No, and I get that. But wait, what was
like
even the point of it? What was the key
they
to
needed to give it to the White Guardian before the Black Guardian got it.
Who the fuck was the White Guardian? What was the Black Guardian trying to do? And
evil things.
Evil.
He wanted to, like, end the world or something. It was something like that. So okay. They had to go get the Key to Time first. Also, I know you have issues with her, but I really liked...
Yeah, I didn't like
Romana.
The original Romana.
I like both the Romanas, and Kenan was there.
All right, 2 years.
Okay. Four was hard for me. Opposite way for six, where, like, I actually really like a lot of four.
Me too.
Like, I was gonna... Originally, I'm like, oh, Genesis of the Daleks, because, like, that's the go-to for four. Everybody knows that one. He has that great speech at the end and all that.
True.
But I decided to go for... one, which was, like, the earliest one I remember seeing. Like, I remember seeing it as a kid, and then that was the one that I saw later when I was, like, as an adult, when the new series was being popped. I'm like, all right, let me get back into Doctor Who. And it was just completely different reaction. Like, as a kid, the episode scared me.
Oh, no.
It was really creepy.
No, give me. I don't want... Did we choose the same thing again?
I hope not.
Oh, crap!
God
damn it!
I hope not.
Okay. Go.
But like as a kid, it was really creepy. I'm like, oh my god, this is fucking funny.
I'm gonna choose something else then.
Okay, I don't know if it's the same one.
I bet you it's the same one.
Ark in Space.
Oh, it's not. Okay,
there
good.
We go.
Okay, never mind.
As a kid, I thought it was super creepy that these aliens are just like
because of like the arms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super creepy. Yeah, and the aliens were so creepy looking. And then I, as an adult, I'm like, oh my god, they're people in sleeping bags. This is the funniest fucking thing ever. What was wrong with me as a kid? Oh my god.
I've heard other people talk about how, like, as children, I didn't see it when I was a kid, but, like, that episode in particular scared people.
Yeah. No, it was super creepy when I was a kid. And, like, my mom watched a lot of it when I was really young. Like, she would just, I was in preschool because I was home during the day. Going back, I'm like, oh, I remember this. Yeah, this was the show my mom used to, because I was trying to. I didn't even know what Doctor Who was when they were bringing it back.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, wait, this is that show my mom used to watch. And I'm like, I remember this one. I'm like, that scared the crap out of me as a kid. I'm a fucking moron. But, like, also, I really like Thor in it. He's
four
weird.
Years
yeah.
old. Like,
yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Which is the age group that they're trying to scare.
So. Yeah. So, like, okay. I was probably the perfect demographic at the time.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But, like, I like him a lot in it. He's real snarky and just real funny in it. And... I just think it's a great episode. So.
Yeah. Okay. My second choice, if you had picked the other one, is City of Death.
Yeah.
Because I love Romana,
mm-hmm.
and I had read some stuff before I started that season.
So I knew what was going on,
and this is they're in Paris, right?
Yeah.
And it is so obvious. It is just so obvious. If you did not know anything about the two actors or anything about their situation or anything, you would immediately watching this episode still come up with, oh my God, I think they're totally in love. This is wild. Look at this. Because they're just so cute together and they're so fun. They're obviously having fun. They're obviously having a good time. And it really, because I remember this episode actually kind of being sort of silly and stupid. Like I didn't really like the resolution of it. It's not bad. So I really liked that episode. But again, it was almost only because of that. So my other one then, which is really my first one, and it really was... the funny thing is, it's not even the first one that I realized, hey, I really like him in this. Because I don't even know how far along it is now that I think about it. But it's got great horror undertones. It's got this very dark, the horror of Fang Rock.
I don't think I've seen that one.
The Lighthouse one.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Okay. Really? No. Okay.
I vaguely remember it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. There's nothing very. It's kind of got the same thing for me as City of Death does. In that it doesn't end well. I don't remember it being a good resolution.
Isn't it sort of? Well, they just sort of leave at the. Isn't it sort of like a Monster in the House thing that like they know there's something evil that's killing people?
Yeah, but they never fight. And it's a lighthouse, so it's. I think it. This is what I mean. I don't even remember. I think it's something from the sea that comes into the lighthouse on occasion, or something like that, or maybe it's a. I don't remember. But I mean, I really remember. I remember really enjoying it because it again it had all these sort of horror undertones. There were a number of like jumpy moments, like oh god, oh, okay, nothing happened. You know what I mean? But it just had a lot of really interesting. I love horror, so it was just one of those things where it just really scratched that itch. You know what I mean?
We have all mentioned different companions in our episodes.
That's interesting too.
Even both of you, because I said the first Romana.
Yeah,
yours is Sarah Jane, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yours was
is the second Romana,
and Lilo is in.
And yes, I liked, but I didn't feel like they.
I liked
they
Lilo.
I don't feel.
I was expecting to hate her, and then I was like, oh no, she's kind of cool.
I feel like they didn't utilize her right.
No, they didn't.
They totally didn't. And I was like, okay.
They didn't get along, right?
Yeah, I remember reading that too.
Yeah,
I remember reading that.
Do we move on to three? Okay, I went with Inferno. Which is, it's the last episode of his first season, and I was so frustrated with the fact that they wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
But this is really exciting to me, because what happens is, he's with the TARDIS, and he's trying to make it work, and instead of traveling, he slips into a parallel universe. And in it, everyone's evil.
Oh, that was a good episode.
It's
that
like, everyone in units actually, like, they're, like, almost, like, Nazi-ish.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're gonna basically destroy the world because they want to
destroy it. It was like a mirror universe, wasn't it?
And he uses the information that he gets from that parallel universe so that when he goes back, he's able to stop
that. That was long.
And it's very long. It's a little longer than it needs to be. In the first few episodes, like, nothing's even happened yet. They're just really setting it up.
Yeah.
They took their time. But it's really good. It was kind of like the first time we saw him go somewhere else.
I do remember really liking that episode. Yeah, and it was a clever way of doing it because they could use all the same sets
and
all the same.
Yeah, he didn't have to take a companion with him because they were all there when he
But everybody's different.
Yeah,
which
but
is cool. It's like,
so it was, and like the Brigadier is very much the bad guy in it, actually.
Yeah.
And he's got like an eye patch and no mustache.
I kind of remember that. Yeah.
No mustache?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Evil Brig doesn't have a mustache.
Yeah.
Three was another one that was hard for me because I don't like three. I'm sorry. I know you love three. I did more research on three than anybody else because I wanted to find something, and I'm just like looking at stuff and I'm just like none of it. I won't even say like it's bad. It's just none of it really works for me.
You just have a problem with the hair.
I have a problem with the frilly thing, the frilly shirt coming out of the jacket.
I just got a glance at your fucking notes. You are going to say the worst fucking episode he is in. Are you kidding me?
Sea Devils?
Yes!
What's wrong with Sea Devils?
I hate that episode. Those outfits were terrible.
They were so funny, though.
All of the monsters.
They're terrible, but they were so funny because you can see the outline of the actor's face in the neck, and I'm like, oh my god, that made me laugh so much. So I'm like, that's the most joy I'm going to get out of it. Also, I will say, I do like The Master.
I was going to say, I remember that being a good Master episode.
The Master's great in it.
Yeah.
And I liked the sword fight scene
they
did in that episode. I actually kind of liked the concept, too. Like, the big alien invasion. You don't really know what they're saying.
This is another problem.
I don't know. It worked. That kind of worked for me. I also would like to say, just as, like, an honorary mention, I think it's the Three Doctors. Where two and three meet, and they just like kind of
hate each other,
and they're giving each other all this shit. And that is a great fucking moment.
Yeah, that is a very
good moment. As I understand it, that was kind of their working relationship too.
Yeah.
Was they were friends, but they couldn't help like needle at each other, particularly Fountain, which is not surprising to me at all.
Yeah.
And he would just torture him.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Wasn't that also the episode where Hartnell had been sick?
Yeah. So they had to like have him in a whole separate thing.
Right. Right. And
Danny the clown.
Yeah. And the explanation was he's like trapped in the monitor or something. It was like, oh, this is bizarre.
Yeah. Because they couldn't actually get him.
They couldn't actually get him. Yeah.
Right. Hates me for it, it's fine. But you kind of approved of it, so I'll take it. Yeah.
Was Spearhead from Space, just the first episode.
Spearhead
just
from the first Space is Pertwee being Troughton.
You're absolutely right.
Because he didn't know.
You're absolutely right, but I'll tell you, you're absolutely right, and I thought that was odd.
I actually
especially,
kind of like it for that reason.
I remember being weirded out about it later because I didn't recognize it when I watched it the first time through. Because the reason why I really like it was totally different. It was just totally different. It was like, you know, he was like the first part or two, it was like he was kind of on the run. He was like, wasn't sure what was going on.
Is this like his first episode?
Okay.
Is this
literally his shoes away? He was getting really upset.
Yeah. And it was unique. And plus there was all kinds of new stuff. Like we'd seen Unit before, but we hadn't really seen like the nuts and bolts.
Kind of gets into it, but this was the first time.
Yeah, like the nuts and bolts of Unit.
For my second Doctor, I chose The Mind Robber, which is the one where they go outside of reality and everything, they're like in the land of fiction. Gulliver and...
I like that one. It's a weird, very kiddish kind of thing, but it's fun.
But it's fun. And Jamie, like, loses his face at one point, so they have to...
Oh, yeah, that was
because they had to have a different actor, because Jamie had chicken pox. So, like, a different actor played him for the second half of one episode and the first half of another episode. It's just, like, a different person. And then, like, he loses his face again. And then Zoe's there, because the Doctor, despite the fact that Jamie says all of his dialogue... this far from the Doctor's face, the Doctor doesn't know what his face looks like. So Zoe has to be with him so that he'll put his face back right.
I just remember just like watching that and just like...
It's very, very, very bizarre. And that's part of the reason I like it. Everyone acts a little bit out of character. Like, Jamie's kind of smart, which is weird. And Zoe's beating up superheroes, which is weird.
See, and
she's, like, screaming, which she never screams. I'm like, what are you doing?
And also remember, I'm not big on weird. I like very logical.
It's
what we do.
Books and fiction. And, like, I'd kind of like to spend some time in the land.
I don't remember the superhero part.
Yeah, he's a comic book character, so she knows how to defeat him. And the Doctor doesn't because he hasn't read the comic book.
Oh, wait,
use her knowledge of the comic book to beat up on the superhero.
I do vaguely remember that. Yeah, okay. What's yours?
Mine's a pretty obvious one. I think it was the one they chose when BBC America was doing, like, one Doctor a month for the 50th anniversary. I'm pretty sure that's the one they chose. But I really like it. Once again, it's a kind of a creepy one, but it's really funny at the same time. Tomb of the Cybermen.
I think
was a go-to for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, like...
It was creepy.
It's so creepy.
I think it's kind of considered that way for a reason.
Yeah.
It's sort of, like, considered to be, like, one of the ultimate... Like, especially if you're starting out.
Yeah.
It's good. You've got all
that
the
was
episodes.
The first one I saw of two.
Yeah. It's the first...
Because, like, I had been watching Matt Smith, and then people kept comparing Smith to two... Yeah. So I got curious, so I'm like, well, I want to watch something with two.
Yeah.
And Tomb of the Cybermen was the first thing I found. I watched it, like, he's absolutely. Matt Smith is doing two.
Yeah.
And I love Cybermen. Cybermen.
It's a great Cybermen episode, too. Yeah. It's one of the better Cybermen episodes.
Yeah. I picked Cybermen, too, but just not that one.
Which one did you pick?
Invasion.
Yeah. Also a great episode.
Yeah, and I really liked it. It was a little long, and I remember thinking it was
long,
a little long.
Episode.
Yeah, I remember it being longish, but I dug it, and it was partially because as much as I agree with you guys, Tomb of the Superman, Cybermen was good, and it just was like.
Cybermen.
And this was the first episode that I felt like Cybermen are actually
trucking.
That they're really a threat.
Yeah.
And I think partially it's just because they
grab Jamie while he's trying to climb out of the sewer. I'm like, what the hell is this? You're not supposed to be able to do that.
Yeah, so I really liked that. I really liked that. I thought that was actually really good. That was a really good episode.
William Hartnell.
Yes.
The one left.
Yep.
Now, I went with one, and I feel kind of the way about this that you felt about the last one, where it felt kind of like an obvious one to choose. But again, I think it's... it has reasons that it sort of feels like an obvious one. And I went with the Aztecs because it's just really that solid.
Yeah, that is a really good one.
It's a good historical, historicals are very hidden.
Aztecs was actually my second choice.
Yeah.
And they tried really hard to do that those first couple years, right?
Yeah.
I kind of remember that it was just like...
Because it was supposed to be semi-educational. Like, one of two of the companions were teachers. One was a science teacher, one was a history teacher.
Like, they
were He gets really upset when she tries to change
stuff. Yeah, I remember that.
Because it's very much a Barbara episode, and I love Barbara, so for me... she was a great companion. So it was nice to have an episode that was very much centered around her.
Yeah.
And people are being sacrificed. And the doctor's like, well, it's not ideal, but it's what they do. And she tries to stop them. And the doctor has that very famous line, you can't change history, not one line. Which, of course, he has since gone in the complete
opposite. Yeah, he's like, you can change whatever. Like, there are certain things
he was young.
And Barbara eventually having to leave, and it's like, I think she was able to save a couple of people, but she's not going to change it. And ultimately, for history to go on the way that it does, she has to not.
Yeah, I remember
she
that.
She has to walk away at a certain point. And there's some cute stuff in there, the doctor accidentally gets engaged to this really sweet older woman. And I know a lot of people bring it up, but I think it's for good reason. I think there's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, that was my second choice.
Yeah.
What was your first?
It's a total cheat, and I'm sorry, but Unearthly Child.
Oh, God,
It's the first episode, everybody, but it's it's really good.
Are you talking specifically about the episode or the serial?
I get,
or
mostly,
the pilot.
Mostly the pilot.
Okay.
I love the name.
Yeah.
An Unearthly Child, that's
true.
Such a cool name for an episode.
Start,
and it's like,
plus you don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and you get so much exposition because you have to explain everything because at this point,
nobody
even thought of anything like this.
Yeah.
And you get what the TARDIS is. Everything's so great in it.
And I really like Susan.
Susan's
so don't like Susan,
but
she's
such
so
a great
cool in that
character
in
that first episode. I was just going to say, she's great in it.
And
I love how she's like, she named the TARDIS, and this is my grandfather. And the whole
thing
is just...
makes me wonder, how old is she, actually?
Right.
I don't know.
Because
she
looks like a teenager.
Yeah, and she is going to school.
Yeah.
Maybe 200 is being teenage.
She's going to school and correcting her teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Mine is the Daleks.
Oh,
okay.
That's right after.
Yeah.
Which I just thought, because honestly, I think probably the reason why is because I was, in those early episodes, I was still very intently oh, wow, and then there's these Daleks, and then there's, you know what I mean? It was like I was still very intent, kind of being introduced, because there were two races. I remember this. I don't remember what the other race was,
Oh,
you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they wiped out the prior race, but they were still at war, and But see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't even remember that stuff now, but I remember being very intent on it,
And it's got that great scene when there's a Dalek, and then, the head pops off, and the doctor comes out, you're like, yes!
Exactly.
Bye.
Oh, we're going back. Goodbye!
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Come to Galaxy of Comics.
Disused Yeti?